friends, and welcome to You Rising, the podcast for women really tapping into their wise one within and learning to live from the inside out. I'm your host, Lorianne Rising. I'm an international award-winning author and a mentor for women. And this is for Friendship Friday. And I have to completely admit up front, I know it's been several weeks since I have done an episode, and I'm really doing this one as kind of a touch base, but also maybe sort of a wrap up, at least for the time being. If you've been following along and have heard some of the other episodes, you know that in May, I made some big decisions. And the beginning of June, I followed through on those big decisions and completely and utterly changed my life in every way pretty much I possibly could. From leaving the state, leaving a relationship, the car broke down on the way here, left that, had to figure things out and landed here. The job I thought I was coming to start when I got here, turns out it wasn't actually available, didn't exist, you know, at all. So there's been a lot of releasing. There's been a lot of regrouping. There's been a lot of really kind of questioning in many ways. But what's interesting is that because I took the time over the last year in particular, and over the last couple of years, but more and more, I took the time and put the energy into really tapping into my intuition, tapping into my own wise one within, relearning how to feel all of my emotions and really making sure that I could distinguish the message underneath the emotion and what it was trying to tell me from the emotion itself, right? Because we all have those times when the emotion is there and we might make a decision because maybe we're upset in the moment, or we're afraid in the moment, or we're overly hopeful and on top of the world in the moment. And we look back and go, you know, maybe that wasn't the best decision. I should have ridden that emotion out a little bit further and grounded myself and then made a decision, right? We've all done that. So I've taken the time over the last several years and put more and more attention on it as time has gone by. So the last year, even more, the last 6 months, even more, and just integrating that into my life. And the benefits have been profound. So on one hand, it caused a lot of turbulence in my life, because as I have brought myself into greater alignment with what is truly true for me, I had to admit that the life I had created was not it. And of course, there's, you know, that emotional process of admitting that. Then there's the taking action on that, and there's moving through the ripple effects and aftermath and all of the waves from there. So at first it is turbulent and it's difficult. And I know there are some relationships that are very different now. There have been feelings that have been hurt. There have been misunderstandings and all of those things, because I have changed. I feel like I have brought myself into greater alignment with who I am. And others see that process very differently. And that's okay. When I first got the awareness that I needed to leave, it was time for me to make the biggest step along the road and actually leave the relationship and leave where I was. I was in a position where I didn't know where I would go. I really didn't have the financial basis to do a move, because my real income was wrapped up in the relationship and in a business that was a partnership in the relationship. And I knew that leaving that would leave my financial stability behind as well. So that was a factor. But when I came to the real true awareness, the deep knowing that now is the time, a particular friend came to mind and I knew I needed to talk to her. I just knew. I didn't know why, but I knew she was the one I needed to talk to. Well, she was the one who said, yes, come down to Utah. I've got a job here. I'll pay you a little bit. It won't be, you know, necessarily, you know, a complete full-time thing, but there's money. I'll pay you. It'll help pave the way and at least extend the resources you have so that, you know, until you can find something and other things kick in, and I will help you find housing as well. I've got some friends here who have extra rooms. I'll make the arrangements. Come on down. And I went, okay, fabulous. It's all set, right? Well, of course I got here and yes, there was a room for me. So I was very, very grateful for the space. But when I said, okay, I'm ready to work, that was when that same friend said, well, actually the money's not there and the job's not there. And I said, well, okay, then that means I'm not going to spend the time working on those things. I can't do it volunteer. I now have some basic priorities to take care of. So it left me a bit in a lurch. And yet I still had this deep knowing that this was not a mistake. And that I admit is different for me. I have really worked on following my intuition before and then wound up in a place where things didn't look the way I thought they would. And so I assumed I'd made a mistake and it would take a while to tease that apart and maybe figure out, well, maybe it wasn't supposed to look that way, but I got the message to do that because I needed to be in the next place. And so this time was different because despite how everything looked on the surface, I still had this deep knowing that I am in the right place. I did the right thing. No, it doesn't look how I thought it would, but it's still the right thing. I know it. So I, instead of worrying, instead of all of those things, I went, okay, this is the right place. So how will I choose to act with the belief that even this is perfect, despite what it looks like? And so over this last month, I have taken action from that place again and again. And yes, there are moments where I have fallen into fear. There are moments where I have had my doubts. I am human. And as I have worked through those and recentered, I come back around to know this is right. So I will keep taking action from the place that it is right. And here's the beautiful thing. What is coming out of that is amazing opportunities I would not have gotten or even be aware of if I hadn't taken that leap of faith. So the roommate that I have now has a business and needs somebody with my skills, and he has a solid reputation. He has a solid background. He is even in the interaction here in the household, being roommates, he is following through. He is showing personality characteristics that are truly genuine, authentic, and solid. And so that opportunity is one in his business. I know that he's the type of person that he's not going to post it somewhere, that job opportunity. He has a network and he would be asking people and reaching out. And so the fact that I'm actually here is the only way that I would have found out about that opportunity. So I'm really excited to explore that. And that's coming through. There's also another opportunity that has come up with a friend of mine to be of assistance with her business for a little while as a virtual assistant to help bridge some gaps. It's going to help her tremendously. It's going to help me tremendously. And I'm also getting the opportunity to express and explore some of the creative side of my life that has not been a part of things for a very long time. And I have missed that part of myself so, so much. So I am playing with my paints again, and I am playing with resin actually, and mixing the two together and creating sort of 3D art pieces. And I've never done this before, but they're coming out kind of cool. And I'm playing with pouring paints and, you know, those kinds of things. And I'm having fun. I am having the opportunity to not just release everything that doesn't work and work through that process, but to also decide again, who do I choose to be? How do I choose to show up? And for me, I'm using three words. I'm using joyful, authentic, and kind. And so the days that I wake up and I go, you know, I'm a little bit sad today. I'm a little depressed today. I really don't know what I'm going to do today. I go, okay, how can I show up today and be me regardless of the situation? Well, I have chosen that to be me means to be joyful, authentic, and kind. Well, what's going to be joyful today? Oh, I can work on my art. Awesome. What's truly authentic? Well, that is an expression. The art really works well. I can also reach out to some friends and say hello. I can, you know, have a conversation with my roommate, see where that goes. What does kind look like? Well, he's a, you know, single bachelor. I could go make dinner for the two of us and make it healthy and fun and put some of that into it. And I've enjoyed that process. So regardless of the situation, I am choosing how I show up. And out of that, I am choosing to build a lifestyle that is all mine, that is all a reflection of who I am. And I'm loving it. I'm exercising again because it feels good for me. My body is feeling better. I'm adjusting my eating habits so that I feel better. It's part of that joyful piece. It's not because I want to lose weight, although that is certainly hopefully a side benefit as time goes on and I keep up the healthy habits. But it's really about a lifestyle. It's about a joyful, authentic, kind lifestyle. And I was talking with my coach actually recently, and I want to share this because I find it fascinating. She is an abundance coach, and I hired her to help me with my mindset around abundance in my life. And she has been a tremendous support around that inner mindset for me in that particular area. She has also seen me through all of these transitions. I've been working with her since, I want to say March, maybe a little bit sooner. But she's really, so she's seen me through all of these transitions. And I found it interesting that her feedback to me this last time we chatted, she was actually asking me, how have you created this? You've gone from this one situation where you're talking about how difficult and challenging and in many ways constrained life felt, to now there's this openness and this life that's full of possibilities. And she's like, I'm looking at moving and I'm realizing, you know, all of, you know, there's some things here. She's like, I actually want to know from you how you did that. And I was like, wow, that's a little bit different. Okay. And I let her know that here's the thing. I know that when we visualize and envision a goal or a future or a life, that is what starts happening in our lives. We start moving in that direction. The universe shows up to give us what we visualize. But I realized in about December or January, I thought, you know what? What if I don't know how amazing my life could get? Between my childhood, my past experiences, I was actually taught to think small. I was taught to think in a way that has kept me inside of boxes my whole life. And what I want to do is break out of these boxes. So what if I don't know what is truly possible? How then do I visualize? What do I visualize? What do I do with that? So starting in January, I started playing with that question. What do I do with it? How do I visualize something bigger than I can possibly imagine, right? How do I do that? So I went with, what does it feel like? How do I show up in my life and feel good? So I would sit with a feeling that I wanted to create. And I created a mantra for myself, and it changes sort of each time that I say it, but you'll get the basic idea. What I would do is, instead of going, okay, I want X, or I want Y, or I want Z, I say, you know what, universe? What I really want is to be in a place in my life that is bringing out all of my strengths, allowing me to express in a way that is of the greatest support to the most number of people and is creating the highest and best life possible for me and everyone around me. I don't know what it looks like, but that's what I want. How do I create that? Well, I have no idea. So that has been my mantra when things have been difficult. It's like, okay, allow this to work out in the highest and best way so that all of my strengths come up and I am able to serve the greatest number of people possible. There we go. And I know that I want to travel. That's been a dream of mine since I was 19. I know that I want to continue writing. There are certain things that I know that I want to do, but I don't know the lifestyle. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know, you know, where do the financial pieces come in? Well, I want an abundant lifestyle that is serving the greatest number of people using my greatest strengths. I want the highest and best possible, and I'm willing to say yes. So I've had that type of mantra since January, and my life has been changing ever since. And now I have landed here where I have space to explore my art. I have an opportunity on the table that is still unfolding that will involve travel. It will involve helping people around the world. It will involve my greatest strengths being used and expanded. And as that comes together, I don't know where that could lead, but it could be pretty super exciting. And I have the time and space to write. So I'm publishing articles on Medium and Elephant Journal again. I haven't done that in a very long time. So I'm publishing more, writing more, expressing these pieces of myself more. Now, I could not have imagined being here in a million years. The opportunity that's on the table was outside of my personal realm of possibilities. And yet it is such a beautiful and amazing fit. I'm really looking forward to exploring it. And so I just want to share this with you because honestly, I still don't know what the future holds. There are some things that are still up in the air. And yet I know deeply that I am exactly where I am supposed to be, doing and being exactly what I am meant to do and be. And it's perfect. It doesn't look anything at all like I imagined. I could not have imagined it in a million years, but it is perfect. And it required trust. It required faith. It required repeating and recommitting myself to, yes, I will follow. Universe, let me know. I will follow. My intention is the highest and best. Show me what that means, and I will say yes to it. And saying yes meant taking a leap of faith. Saying yes meant working through a tumultuously difficult situation. Saying yes meant showing up on the other side of that and realizing what I thought was there isn't, and being open to new possibilities immediately, and continuing to say yes on faith even when I can't see it, even when I don't know yet if in the next hour I'm going to get a phone call that changes everything for the better, which, by the way, has happened in the last week. So all of these things. So I encourage you yet again, my friends, no matter where you are in your life, get in touch with your wise one within. If you really want the wow kind of life your heart and soul is craving, get in touch, build that relationship. It may take a couple of years to build up the courage to follow your intuition, and that's okay. Keep doing the inner work. Keep getting to the message under the emotions so that you can learn the language of your wise one within. Learn how she speaks to you. Is it with images? Is it with music? Is it with a deep gut feeling? Is it your emotions? Is it all of those things? Is it something else? Learn how your wise one within speaks to you and learn to say yes. Honor it. If you're struggling with getting in touch with your emotions, I still have that meditation that is specifically designed to help you get to the message under your emotions in about 10 minutes. And I'm still using it. It is still helpful every time I have a human moment. And it does get easier each time you go through the process to get to that message faster and easier. And it helps tremendously. It really, really helps. So I encourage you to download it. It's absolutely completely free. It's on my website. It does add you to my newsletter list. And I am sharing some things still with that list of people that I'm not sharing anywhere else. So there are still opportunities there. That's part of the writing. That's part of the personal expression journey that I am on. And I want you to know too, that I am still developing my intuition. I am still developing my abilities to reach out and share a greater message on behalf of others. I have on my website as well, what I call questions you're afraid to ask. We all have those things in the back of our minds we're wondering about, don't we? And we're afraid to speak them out loud. Well, I've been answering those questions. And on my website is the blog. There's several questions there I've responded to using my intuition, bringing what my guides are sharing through to respond. Just like when I mentioned in March, I did that experiment and did a number of intuitive readings for others. It's the same thing. So if you have a question, you are welcome to ask. There's actually a button there on that. It's the Q&A page. If you're looking at the homepage on my website, at the menu at the top, it's Q&A. And you go there and it's questions you're afraid to ask. And there's a question and a response. Each of those are there. And you can submit your own question as well. And it's totally free. It's totally anonymous. The system is set up so that even I don't know who you are. And unless you specifically want me to, I don't even get your address. I don't, or your email address, I should say, or any kind of information. There is the option if you want a direct personal response where that's collected, but it is completely optional. So if you want to be 100% anonymous, you can. And I encourage the questions. I'm really having fun with that piece and getting great and wonderful feedback from it. You're welcome to follow my journey on, like I said, Medium and Elephant Journal as well. And I don't know from here if You Rising will continue being the podcast that it has been, if it will reemerge later in a new form, if it will continue, but I am excited to see where life is taking me. And I am so appreciative of you being here along for the ride, you sharing this journey with me. And I absolutely know that when you are ready and you are willing to say yes to your own wise one within, life will become an incredible, wow kind of experience for you. Yes, it will be a little tumultuous. You'll have to have courage and faith and deep trust. And there may be some difficult decisions along the way, because what you are doing before that creates a particular life that may or may not be in full alignment. And so that will have to adjust with you or be allowed to release from you. Hopefully, it can evolve with you, but not always. But for you to have the wow kind of life you deserve, you have to find out. And it's okay, because the people that come into your life when you are fully aligned, fully support your alignment. Life gets better and better and better on the other side. And no, it doesn't mean it's always perfect. There's ups and downs. We're human. That's life. But you're living from a centered core place where you just know this too is perfect. And I want that for you. Absolutely. So if I can be of support to you in that journey, I hope you will visit my website and let me know, whether it's by the contact form or by sending a question in on the questions you're afraid to ask page, that Q&A page, or taking advantage of the meditation and downloading that and getting onto my newsletter list and just staying in touch and seeing where it all leads. Whatever it is, if I can be of support to you, please connect, let me know, or just plug in. Know that you are not alone on this journey. My website address, as always, is www.loriannrising.com. It's LORIANNERISING.com. And I look forward to the possibilities, whatever it might look like. And until next time, my friends, always, always, always keep rising.